The value add comment strategy. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from Onpodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 39. Let's do an audit of your social media marketing. When you release a new episode, I am guessing you go to Twitter or LinkedIn and you write a post that says, "New episode out now. Today I talked to John Smith about marketing. Link below." And then you sit back and watch as the post gets 2 likes. Why does this happen? 2 reasons. First, social media algorithms actively suppress posts that contain outbound links because they don't want users leaving their platform. Second, if you only have 300 followers, you are standing in an empty room with a megaphone. It doesn't matter how loud you shout, there is nobody there to hear you. If you want to grow a podcast from scratch, you have to stop broadcasting and start networking. You need to leverage other people's audiences. I call this the value add comment strategy, though some people affectionately call it being a professional reply guy. Here is the exact playbook. First, I want you to identify the top 10 largest accounts in your exact podcast niche. If you have a podcast about SEO, find the 10 biggest SEO experts on Twitter and LinkedIn. Go to their profiles and turn on the bell icon. This means you will get a push notification on your phone the exact second they post new content. When that notification pops up, you are going to drop everything and read their post. And then you are going to leave a comment. But you are not going to leave a comment that says, "Great point," or "Thanks for sharing." Those are useless. And you are definitely not going to say, "Hey, I talk about this on my podcast. Here is the link." That is spam, and the influencer will block you. You are going to write a value add comment. You are going to write a mini essay that expands on their point. If the influencer posts about why email marketing is dead, you jump into the replies within the first 5 minutes and write, "This is so true. Actually, I was looking at the data last week, and open rates for Gen Z have plummeted by 20%. I think the pivot has to be towards SMS marketing because text messages still have a 98% open rate." You are adding deep, insightful value to the conversation. Because you replied early, and because your reply was incredibly smart, other people reading the influencer's post will like your comment. The influencer themselves might even reply to you. Your comment will get pushed to the very top of the reply thread. Now, imagine that influencer's post goes viral and gets 100,000 views. 50,000 of those people are going to read your top comment. They will think, "Wow, this person is really smart." And what is the natural human reaction? They will click your profile picture. This is where the funnel completes. They click your profile and your bio says, "I host the weekly SEO podcast for beginners. Click here to listen to the latest episode." You just hijacked a massive influencer's audience, proved your expertise in the comment section, and siphoned their followers directly into your podcast funnel, all without spending a dime on ads and without ever spamming a link. Stop shouting into an empty room. Go to where the crowds already are and join the conversation. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about podcast media kits and why you look like an amateur when pitching sponsors. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.